Hey, cool people. Roll Cruz here. I want to start this episode by saying that the audio for the second part of our E3 impressions somehow got wonky or distorted. There's a good amount of echo. Some of the parts aren't as clear. So we don't know what happened. Something malfunctioned in our equipment. So the audio quality of this episode is not the best. The Nintendo one is really great audio. So please check out the first episode, and also the Sony, which is part three of our E3 impressions, came out perfect. It's just for some weird reason our Microsoft episode, just the audio messed up. So I do apologize for that. I tried salvaging as much of the audio as I could. But yeah, please enjoy, and I do apologize for audio quality, and just know that it's only for the second part of our E3 impressions, and part one and three are, they don't have these problems. Anyway, enjoy.
Oh, it stands for Microsoft. No, it's just Microsoft.
What does Microsoft stand for?
Micro, like small software?
Micro softwares.
Really?
Yeah, small softwares.
Why would you do that? That makes no sense.
Because it's microchips.
Oh.
I don't know, I'm making it up.
Okay.
Yeah, like, that's not real, like, dude. You're like, you had a Shiggy moment. Like,
you only, they're small and they're soft.
There's an arch.
And there's arcs there. I just want to go to these.
And in
Microsoft.
Real life, you know how there's Microsofts? No, there's microchips and softwares? Yeah, it's in our name now.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. 5, 4, 3. What's up, everyone? Welcome back to. Oh man!
What? Microsoft. What? Microsoft.
I keep thinking about.
Random generator
Shiggy.
About what?
I keep thinking about Shiggy.
Oh, okay.
Super Smart Gaming Podcast. Randomly generated encounters. Episode 14.2.
Yes.
Gotta let go.
Continuation of our E3 extravaganza post show.
Yes.
Yes.
We talked about the Nintendo one on our first part, and so right now we're trying to talk about the rest. We'll see. We're gonna start with the Xbox, and we're gonna move on with Sony.
Cool.
And then maybe, you know, if there's more time, or we might do another third episode, either Lightning Returns or Rome Reborn.
We'll see. Or
Federation Force.
We will look. We will decide. We'll create some names.
You might hear us on the third episode, but we'll see.
The name might be Shiggy by the end of these episodes. Just know that.
So let's start this episode with Microsoft.
Should we introduce ourselves or not?
Oh, God, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So we're the same crew. I'm Ken. Please be excited. With me.
I'm over here. It's Andres. What's up, guys?
Green Hans, Raul. Still here. Still recording.
Yeah, so if you didn't listen to the last episode, go listen to the last episode.
Yeah.
There might be some context that's missing in between if you didn't listen to
last episode. There's going to be a lot of terminology here, and you got to hear the first episode.
So, for just to kind of tie it together a little bit, we've been doing this thing now where whatever topic we're talking about, if it's not worth mentioning or worth talking about, we're going to shiggy it out.
That's how we do it.
We're not going to talk about it. That's how we roll. So, this is a Microsoft one. I'm excited.
Microsoft one, yes. So, let's start with the Microsoft press conference that was happening this past week. The show started, I believe, with the Gears of War remaster.
Oh, yes. Gears of War.
Is it the first one?
1-3. It's a remaster.
1-3?
1-3, right?
Ooh. 1-2-3, yeah. I believe. But not Judgment.
No.
this Judgment should not be remastered.
It has the PC versions. It's basically the PC version, 60 frames per second multiplayer, and content pull from Gears of War 3 multiplayer, coming out August 5th.
That's nice. I like that.
Yeah, I'm a huge fan of the Gears of War series. I played part one. A lot one, of people are. Part three, you and I passed.
Yeah.
Together. The stories are dumb. I think they try too hard to make you care when all I want to do is shoot aliens in the face.
Yeah, I mean, so, that one time we were playing the Gears of War 3, we really didn't know what was going on and we were almost finished with the game.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
like, what are we doing? I don't know, man. There's a worm on this one planet and we got to
kill it. All I hear is, alien, shoot that alien. Aliens, so aliens, I love the gameplay. A lot of fun. Love the multiplayer, right? But the story, I don't even care about the story. I just fast forward,
some
don't care.
Some people care, and that's cool.
Character dies, don't care. Wife's character dies, don't care. Like, I just want to shoot aliens, man.
I cared a little bit. That's
why I'm protecting. Was it the Latin guy? What's his name?
Dom.
Right? Dom. Like, he dies, I didn't care. They replaced him with like someone else immediately. They did, immediately. He got replaced.
Another big black guy.
Yeah, like, they replace him immediately and move along, you know?
Yeah, it's like, we got another Dom out here.
Yeah.
Get that Dom. We gotta restock the Dom.
I think the remaster is a smart move. I know they're doing a lot of remasters on the current gen. So, yeah, it's gonna sell. Yeah.
And I feel that hype for the new one. Gears of War needed a remaster.
Yeah.
It was on Xbox. It needed
Didn't the 360 have a remaster of 1 and 2?
No,
they didn't.
It came out in the 360.
Okay.
They need a nice remaster. That's good. And it'll bring back the hype.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of hype, Xbox One Elite controller.
Oh,
you heard about this? Has been announced.
Yeah,
for it includes back paddles, swappable joysticks.
Yeah,
that's the D-pad and the analog stick.
Yeah,
a carrying case. This hair trigger. Uh-huh. I don't know what that is. And a remappable companion app. All of this fall for $150.
So yeah, so this is Xbox or Microsoft admitting that they have to up their ante when it comes to controllers, right? Because if you're looking for a pro controller, like pro controllers go for $300 sometimes.
Yeah, but I also feel like, I mean, for a lot of people, the pro controller is the Xbox controller.
No, I've seen crazier ones, like the ones that cost $300. Those
I'm saying, like in general, like you know,
like I would say standard. I would say standard for the common gamer, that's like the top.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see that.
It's just crazy to me that I don't like the $150 price
range. No, that's too much.
I think it's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I think paying that much for a controller, no matter how pro, quote unquote, it is. Because keep in mind, back in like the PS2 generations and the PS1 generations, it's like these are the controllers that you buy from like third party at like Best Buy or at GameStop for like half the price. You know, they're the one with the little switches that goes, hey, this one will be automatic press
turbo.
Button press. Yeah, turbo mode, right?
All
right.
Well, how much do you think the price? Where would you price it?
The regular Xbox One controller, like I believe, is $50 or $60. I want to say it's probably $60 now.
Yeah.
So. And that's in itself kind of crazy pricey.
I think it's already, but you know, you get the wireless.
I don't think it should be more than 50% more. So I would not sell the Pro controller more than $90. And
even I would have said 80
would be a better price.
Yeah, my main concern is if I don't have this, and it goes back, I'll relate this to Smash, even though it's not up to that bit. Will players with this controller have an advantage, right? So in Smash, remember when Brawl came out, they go, if you're playing on the Wii, the Wiimote.
Oh, yeah, the Wiimote.
You are not as good as if you're playing the GameCube controller. That's what all professional Smash players said.
So GameCube controller is just right there.
So is this going to happen? Because with pro controllers, like if you're buying those PC $300 controllers just for competitive play.
And for that reason, it would not be standardized.
Yeah.
Because the common denominator is the regular controller.
It is. Yeah.
Right. So it will never be used in like tournaments and stuff.
Oh, I could.
I mean, tournaments by default would say, well, no, actually, you have to be using the regular
controller. But that's mostly like really legit competitive plays. You could use whatever controller you want. But yeah, I think you're right. For Microsoft, they'll probably say, no, you can't use that. You're too much advantage.
I don't think it's going to sell. I think by next year this time, we're all going to forget about this.
Okay.
I think it's a lot of money.
I mean, you guys remember the little Xbox controller where you could like rotate the D-pad?
No.
And then yeah, they sell that for the 360. It was a fighting game controller.
Really?
So you know how like on the D-pad on the Xbox, it's like one big button.
It's not an actual D-pad. Yeah. I mean, it's so
you could this new controller, you could rotate it, and then the D-pad kind of bumps out from the to the pad itself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, I thought it was a dumb idea.
They should have fixed it.
And then they stopped selling it after a while.
I don't know. That D-pad didn't work for me. It was like a big button. It felt like you kind of pressed one side and the whole thing was
So another game that's not a remaster. I like how they call it. A Rare Replay.
Oh, man, yeah.
30 Rare games.
30 all Rare games.
Yep.
Like Battletoads, Blast Corps.
Conker's Bad Fur Day. Perfect Dark.
Are you serious?
Yeah, man.
What?
Yes.
Microsoft?
Yes. Or Microsoft. Yes. Well, because Microsoft owns Rare.
Wait, is this going to be...
Xbox One only.
It's Xbox One exclusive.
Yeah. Is this going to be a shop? Am I going to go into the store?
No, it's an actual retail.
Is this a real game?
I'm sure it's also going to be on the shop.
It's like a collection.
That is awesome. Okay, I'm down for that. That's cool.
So there's that. I can't speak much. I've never been a Rare game fan.
Dude, I like Perfect Dark.
Donkey Kong.
But Donkey Kong's not going to be on. They can't do that. That's what I was like. Actually, it would be hilarious. It would be so awesome if they could get Donkey Kong.
Dude, that would be.
I don't think they will.
I don't think they will.
But they can't. They can't.
So it would be like most of the Rare popular games. Rare, but yeah, Perfect Dark is great. I mean, the only real Rare game
Killer
I like
Instinct?
Is Perfect Dark. I'm alright with Killer Instinct. I own both of them.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah, they can because it's on the Xbox. Yeah.
It is?
Killer Instinct is on. I think they have the license.
Yeah, alright. So yeah, the other one. The only one they don't have is Donkey Kong.
Killer Instinct?
Yeah. So they're also making a new game.
Rare.
What is it? It's called Sea of Thieves.
Oh, Sea of Thieves. It looks really good.
It's a first-person pirate MMO.
Yeah. Ooh. It looks really good, too. Yeah. I'm excited. If you like Black Flag, you're going to like this game.
Really?
Yeah, of course. Pirates. It's the same concept.
If you like pirates, you know.
Black Flag is really cool. I mean, I feel like they should have let us do more with the piracy and stuff.
Yeah.
But because literally it's just in Black Flag, it's you go, you find the ship, you board it, and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you just keep going around the whole sea. It's fun, but I want to see what they do with this.
You're like, there's no haystacks in the sea.
There's no haystacks in the sea. I gotta
I can't jump from my boat. Not to the water. So haystack in that water.
We need a haystack in the water.
Right?
So here's the first mega bomb, I think,
of
E3. Xbox 360 backwards compatibility announced with Xbox One.
Yes.
Works with disc or downloads. Hundreds of games. Publisher needs to approve, but no cost required.
Yep. So
if you have all your 360 games, in theory, you can play it on Xbox One.
Yes. So I even texted you, Ken, when this happened, you know, because it was a surprise to me that it was backwards compatible. I think it's a great move by them, right? I don't think
it's a great move.
This move is not gonna get the Xbox One to catch up to the PS4, but I think it's a great move for their fan base.
It's interesting, with backwards compatibility. I think it's time and times again with backwards compatibility. It's kind of weird on this stage too because it's almost like they're restarting the whole sales and sales campaign, right? Because it's like. Backwards compatibility is something you want to do when you launch your console.
Yeah, everyone already sold their games.
Because everyone would complain. It's like, wait, what about all my old games?
Yeah.
Like, what about all this shit that I have? Like, what am I going to do with it, right? So that's like when it matters the most.
Yeah,
it does.
Like, 2 years into it, like, nobody cares.
Yeah, everyone's
it just says, I don't want to fucking play Mass Effect 3. I want to play Mass Effect 4.
Yeah. It's not even that. It's like, I sold all my games to buy this Xbox One.
But here...
Now you're telling me I can play games.
Here's where it could work, because I think GameStop's loving this right now, right?
Yeah.
GameStop is selling 360 games for $4, $5. Yeah. As soon as GameStop saw us, they go... Yes.
Bang. Now it's $10 again.
So I mean, people are gonna go GameStop and go, "What? I could buy this game for $3."
I'm not gonna complain about it. I mean, it's good, and I want all consoles starting from this point on to always have backwards compatibility.
Yeah. And you know, there I'm gonna make a good case as
especially digital games.
Oh yeah, because and I'll include this in the Sony portion of this series of episodes, bit of why Sony. Hasn't announced backwards compatibility, but I think for Microsoft, it could work to spur some sales just because like that. Like, oh, there's $3-$5 games at GameStop. Someone might still have their games and, you know, like, oh, wow, now I can pay all my games on it. Or they're holding out to the for the price drop. They go, there's my buy, right? Yeah. I can buy it now because all my old games work on it and I can sell my 360. So I think it's a good move. There's no complaints, but I think it's a great move.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Should have done it from the start, but better late than never.
Good. I don't understand why they didn't do it from the start. Yeah, that's my main concern.
Because they were too concentrated and connect.
Oh my! Why?
Would oh, that's true. They focus connect, guys. Connect.
Yeah. They're like, oh shoot, we have connect.
And then they had to take it out.
Yeah.
It was so. Microsoft. Those were scary times when they announced that connect. I was like, it's gonna be watching me all day.
When I'm in my underwear,
playing video games. It's like stains on my shirt.
So here's another game. Recore.
Oh, yes.
By Kenji Inafune. His company, Concept.
Yeah.
And the Metroid Prime's, was it Amateur Studio?
Yes. So,
it is for Xbox One only. And it's coming spring 2016.
Yeah.
Interesting.
So,
I'm worried about this game now.
Wait, you're worried about the game?
If it's coming out spring 2016.
Yeah.
And what they show at the E3 trailer was just like a random, you know, CG trailer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
I think the game that's gonna come out in 2016, if it is coming out in spring of 2016, will be a 2D platformer, with a 3D graphics on it, and it'll be like a meh kind of game.
Okay. So
a little meh kind of game.
And his review, like literally his whole review. Meh. Like, he had like 7 pages and the end where it gives a score.
Meh.
So, I mean, when I first saw this game, one, really excited. I love the aesthetics of the game.
I don't think none of that's going to translate to the final game. That's my concern.
So, and I mean, the first big thing that comic was, yes, at least he's not making a Mega Man game right now, right? It is not that big. Wait up. You're right. So I like the concept of these cores, right? So if you haven't seen the trailer, go watch it, where the machines are governed or controlled by these orbs. They're a multitude of colors. But say if they die in that machine, their essence is saved in the core and you can put it on another machine. It's pretty cool. I like the concept. It was a female protagonist, which, you know, we're seeing a lot of in this E3. Yeah. Right? There's a lot of female leads, and I think that's really refreshing.
That's kind of like a really big push this year.
It is.
A lot of female leads. You know?
So,
I mean, Anisha Sakhijan.
She can't complain because, you know,
I was trying so hard not to bring that up. Okay?
And we'll get to that once we go. And we'll get to that once we get to Mirror's Edge Callus, because she was a consultant on that game. So, I mean, Recore, really great game. I'm excited. I'm only worried that it's an exclusive because I really want to play this game. I really do want to try it. I'm hoping it's not that 2D platformer piece of crap.
Better not be.
If
it's too soon.
You're right. No, I never thought about it.
Spring 2016.
I don't think.
And we haven't even seen.
I don't think it could get released.
What I want it to be is a spiritual successor to Mega Man Legends.
Oh. Huh. Maybe.
Yeah.
I can see
that. That's what I want it to be.
Mega Man Legends 3 got canceled. But yeah, I can see that.
No, it's not going to happen.
But I mean, this game was, it kind of made me almost double think. Oh my God, I kind of want to buy an Xbox One for just this game. So I'm hoping it's not an exclusive forever. I hope it does go to PS4, at least PC. I'm usually, you know, I think you mentioned this, Ken, where they tend to go to PC. So, great game. I'm excited. I'm hoping that what I saw is a concept in the game, not a 2D platform or some nonsense.
I don't know. Japanese game makers making CG trailers.
No, but it's also for... It's the same team of Metroid Prime. So, if it's that same team of Metroid Prime, I'm excited because they know how to make games. Like, they know how to get you into the atmosphere of that game. So I'm excited. It's Keiji Inafune. He's probably the one making robots. And the guys are like, we're not going to do that 2 platformer. No Mega Man here, man.
Robots?
I'm excited.
They just kept telling him, like, that's just Mega Man, guys. That's just Mega Man, Kenji. He's like, no, we're trying to... No, that's still Mega
that's
Man.
That's still Mega Man.
You literally... You know that game that you made, Mighty Number 9? That's Mega Man.
Yeah. No, it's Mighty Number 9.
No, it's not. It's completely new.
It's Mighty Number 9. And it's kind of like Mega Man. But it's not Mega Man.
He could do air dash, guys.
He can jump. He could absorb abilities. You mean like in Mega Man? Nothing like in Mega Man.
It's kind of like what's in Mega Man, but no.
So I'm excited for Recore. Actually, it looks really cool.
What about this game? The Division?
The Division.
Division.
Oh, no, I'm thinking about another one.
It's basically Destiny. It's third-person Destiny in a more modern age. which yeah, is, you know, could be good.
Okay, but I'm a Shiggy out.
I have no, yeah, I'm Shiggy out. I'm not holding my breath for Ubisoft games.
Yeah.
They have time and time again proved to me that
have,
what they show.
Have they hurt you, Ken?
What comes out.
Can
to
you look
no.
hurt?
No. But yeah, every single game they have done so far, it's been like that.
Man. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're afraid to get hurt again.
You know? Yes, I understand.
You tell Ubisoft. You call him. Ubisoft.
Did you guys play Gone Home?
Gone Home? No, I have not. No.
I bought it on the Steam sale. I haven't played. It's made this new game called Tacoma.
Okay.
From the Gone Home developer Fulbright. It's coming to Xbox, PC, Mac, Linux, and probably PS4. It is a time exclusive, so probably like 2-3 months. The only thing I remember in that trailer that I thought was cool was it's one of those like first person. You know, it's getting kind of boring now. There's a bunch of these exploration adventure game,
yeah,
first person that you walk around and there's no characters and it's just you in this empty place,
yeah,
and you're finding out the history, blah blah blah, right?
Yeah.
This is another one of that. But the one cool thing I that came to me was when this character was logging herself in, walking through the door, and she needs to put in her password, right? So what she did was she just did it in sign language in the game.
Really?
And then she just spells it out in sign language.
Dude, that is,
and I think it was like, dude, like that's, I mean, you basically have to force him to learn sign language, but that would have been the best use of the Kinect.
Yeah. Yeah. That would have been great. I think, yeah, wow.
The best use of the Kinect is just like,
that is
done,
so
right?
Cool.
That is awesome.
But voice chat, right?
That's legit.
That is
cool. Pretty legit.
You don't,
yeah,
even know how.
Yeah. Or text chat, right? Because like console games has always not have text chat,
yeah,
because putting keyboards,
yes,
on,
yeah,
console game is
why you don't
sense.
Need that.
So, yeah.
So you know, I mean, yes, you had to learn sign language, but
that's pretty,
man,
cool.
Wouldn't that be cool? You could just like,
yeah,
play, you just do it with your hand and you.
Wow, that would be genius.
Nice,
they should have, you should have kept
nice
the Kinect.
Yeah.
See, that's the problem. I feel that the Kinect would have worked if they had just spoken. Like, during the 360 years, they should have been speaking to developers. How can we utilize it rather than just trying to like hoard all the technology?
No, it would have been great. It was very primitive.
The technology just, well, no, they're really
it
cheap.
Was very,
it would have driven up the cost of the machine.
And it wasn't,
yeah,
like
but anyway,
seeing,
yeah,
this, seeing this sign language,
that's
like
badass.
That is next level stuff.
Yeah.
That's legit.
Yeah.
That's cool. But yeah, man, why Kinect? Why?
So, a couple more indie games from Microsoft press conference.
Yes.
It's Beyond Eyes.
Okay.
That's kind of like the, it looks like Unfinished Swan.
Okay.
It's with some sort of like color paint kind of art style. Right. Looks okay. I saw it, you know, Shiggy out in my
done.
Shiggy out.
Ion, from the creator of DayZ. Supposed to be, huh? So they're doing a space. It's DayZ in space.
That sounds cool.
You know, so, you know, but it's no gameplay yet.
What?
Yeah. I think the early access will come first. Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, I mean, when I saw the trailer, I think it's what I kind of mentioned last time, because we've been seeing trailers of Rise of the Tomb Raider and all that, and we,
yeah,
kind of know that she's more seasoned. I was really impressed by the graphics,
like
of it.
Like a chicken.
Like a chicken. She's seasoned.
Like a chicken.
But yeah, I'm really excited for Rise of the Tomb Raider. I love that whole scene where like she's climbing ice, right?
Yeah,
like, she,
yeah,
jumps and then you have to climb it and then she's kind of struggling. So I'm hoping they incorporate that struggle into the gameplay, which I'm sure they will because they did in part one.
I think they will for the first 10 minutes.
And then they're done.
And then they'll hand in a shotgun.
And then shotgun
and
kill everyone,
yeah,
else.
Then it'll be her struggling about how many guys she could kill.
Her struggle would not be, I can't kill enough of them. It's like, I need a better shotgun. But I mean, the main complaint about is time exclusive. How long do I have? Because I'm not buying an Xbox One.
It's not too long. It says holiday exclusive in this trailer.
Good, because,
ooh,
so
I don't want to wait a
this
year.
I want, yeah, this.
I bet you it's probably a 6 months.
I do not want to wait a year.
They did. They did with the first one.
Yeah,
I like the first one.
And you know, they went that weird little route. You know, where it got kind of like weird.
I like that. I like the supernatural aspect of it.
I like that. Yeah,
they did it right.
Yeah,
it wasn't,
yeah, no, Beyond Two Souls.
It wasn't Beyond Two Souls. No, this one, it kept me, yeah, exciting.
Yes,
it kept me going,
yes,
throughout the whole,
yes,
thing. Because,
yes,
legitimately, I was like, yes, what just happened? Who are those big,
yes,
giant?
You're like, I'm not in the middle of this like desert.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, what?
trying to raise the dead or something.
No, no, this they did it perfectly. Yeah, I want this. This is good sci-fi.
So stuff. I'm excited about it. Buying it for the PS4. And yeah, I want to play it already.
Yeah,
release it already. I've heard enough. Done. You have my money.
They have. They've been having
money. Not for Xbox One, but for my PS4.
Fable Legends. Anyone excited about that?
Fable.
I like Fable. Like their, I mean, they've been showing this every year for the last 3 years now, and it's like this Fable is a.
What is it now?
It's a multiplayer game. That sounds good. Where you have four players trying to go through this map, and then one player plays as a bad guy, spotting like. It's like a 4v1. It's basically like Evolve.
How's this Fable?
Yeah, how's this Fable? Exactly.
That's and then it has Fable characters in it.
So they shiggy the game. They shiggy the game, guys.
They should have called it something. What is it called?
Fable Legends.
They should have just called it Legends something.
Yeah. Legends, Warriors of the...
Legends, Warriors of the Shiggy.
They just shiggy the game.
Of the legendary legends.
Alright. And then lastly is Gears of War 4.
What?
That can't be lastly, Kent, because I have some stuff. But Gears of War 4, yeah, I'm excited for it.
Gears of War 4, I mean,
why would like Gears?
Part 4, yeah.
It's been a while.
Yeah, I think the market's open for it. I mean, with that release of the remaster, it's going
to... The remaster is because, this Gears 4 is also being made by... I don't know if it's the same team as the Judgment team, but it's definitely not the original team anymore.
I mean, that's just me, though.
Yeah. But I mean, yeah, I'm excited for Gears. See, I will never play because I probably will never buy unless you buy an Xbox One. I play with you.
It's gonna be a while to buy an Xbox One.
3 years from now, don't worry. They have a lot of time. They haven't released it yet.
Oh, all right.
So I mean, something that I was really excited about was the HoloLens. So I mean, when I saw the HoloLens, when I saw the Minecraft and HoloLens and how literally like, you could see the whole map from if you're in the HoloLens, you could like if I'm playing it, I see it on my screen, but I can see the whole map. I can look underneath the town, see a lava, mark a point, and you see that point in your game.
That is awesome.
That's the miss. See, I'm excited for the HoloLens too.
That is awesome.
But their marketing has been like super misleading. Because the actual crazier technology is not the HoloLens, but whatever the hell they use to put on the camera guy on stage, so that you could see what the person what the HoloLens sees. I'm like, that's the crazy ass technology that I want to see. Because what I keep hearing about HoloLens is that when people actually use it, the field of view is really limited. It's almost like looking through a telescope.
Oh.
That's what I heard. Yeah.
Really? That makes sense.
Yeah.
But, I mean,
and they say, like, that's not the final version.
Yeah.
But they say the final version, it's not going to be drastically different.
Yeah.
Like, that's getting close to the final version.
Yeah. Is that bad?
I mean, well, it did a virtual boy pretty much, right?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I was like, is it going to hurt my eyes?
And they say the tracking, like what's making it groundbreaking is that the tracking and how you could render all of that without having this jitteriness.
Yeah.
You know, like, because it does it on the 3DS. 3DS has been doing this.
Yeah.
Right? The 3DS, the PSP has been doing this for a while.
Yeah.
Right? Where you could put an AR card on the table. But this does that without the AR card, and without the whole weird jittery where it's trying to read about what's happening, right? So that part is amazing.
Yeah.
But I think it's misleading that the way they're showing it.
I can see that because when I was, when they had the Halo 5 Guardians HoloLens experience where they actually built a structure of the ship, and they have five people wear the HoloLens, and as you're walking through it, like it looks very much like a HUD,
like a
HUD. I'm like, man, that is so cool because they can incorporate that into theme parks. If you're saying that, if it's at the size of looking through a telescope, that's gonna it's gonna diminish the experience because you're not immersed. Like, it's so tiny.
Right.
I'm hoping that it improves. Maybe HoloLens 2 would be better. But
I imagine HoloLens.
I mean, when I saw it in the camera, that's what I thought it was. I'm like,
but it is gonna be the moment I think where because everyone's doing this whole virtual reality thing too. And with the Google Glass, right? And it's like, Google Glasses, right? 10 years from now, maybe even less than 10 years from now, we're going to look back into one of these moments and be like, yep, like, look at how far we have come.
Yeah.
Like, when the first iPhone was announced.
Yes.
And it was just now. Like,
it's like day and night,
It's day and night, right?
But here's the crazy part.
I'm just saying that, man, dude, the the what's it called? This whole virtual reality thing. Is going to be the new standard?
It's going to be Sora.
I don't know.
Everyone's pushing it. It's the new 3D.
Everyone's pushing it.
Yes.
And that's the new 3D.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So, I mean, for me, when I as soon as I saw that, it just showed me this is the future. This is pushing the boundaries of gaming, right? So, you know, when I see a game like, you know, Star Fox Zero, and I'm buying it, but to me that just seems like, oh, that's a game. Yeah. When I saw the HoloLens, I go, that is the future. Like, that is where gaming should go, because that's an immersive experience that goes beyond your 2D TV.
Yeah.
Right? So I think that is what E3 should do.
This is the technology. It will allow Shigi to see his art.
Oh,
it will allow him
in
to
virtual space.
And be like, yeah.
That's why in Shigi Code, when he's in that building by himself, in that circle we drew that he can't cross.
You know what he's going to
do? He's going to have an 8-bit Mario flying on the cloud with the HoloLens on.
Yeah. Because this is awe-inspiring, you know, innovation, not just
it's in technology that I think we're going to see more in other places.
Yeah.
Like your car.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. Your car windshield.
I want a HUD.
It's perfect. Right. I want to put a HUD on my car. Yeah. It'd be awesome.
Look, dude, I want a HUD where it shows my vitals. Like, how hungry am I?
Yeah.
Like, how much health do I have? Like, can I take 7 bullets? Like, 1 bullet. You're dying.
Bullet counter.
Bullet counter? You know?
After a second bullet.
So after 1 bullet, you might die. But
sir,
yeah, I mean,
we are advising you.
So I mean, I was impressed by Microsoft more than I expected to be impressed by. Right. So I like their conference. I like it.
I like some stuff. I think they overall is. It's not bad. It's not bad.
They're that in between.
Yeah,
they're not
yeah.
Nintendo. And then it got a little, you know, better at Microsoft. That's good. And then
I feel like there's not too many like new games.
A
lot of sequels.
Cuphead.
Oh, yeah,
so Cuphead is Cuphead Don't Deal with the Devil is indie platformer. The cool concept to it is that it's all based on boss fights. So the game has no levels. You just go boss fight, boss fight. The best part is the aesthetics, which is 1930s cartoons. And I'm sure you've seen it. It's
looks awesome.
So cool.
I want to see this.
It's like the old school like Mickey Mouse cartoons.
It looks awesome. Yeah.
It has like the like not the film grain, but like this old school look.
The little
to
lines.
It.
Yeah, yeah,
little
it has
lines.
It.
Yeah,
cool.
It has all that.
Cool part to this is that all that stuff is hand drawn. That is all hand drawn.
Wow.
And the two brothers, they mortgaged their homes to start that game, and then Microsoft picked it up and they funded advertisers or something.
Wow.
But they went all out, and this game is awesome. Dude. Xbox exclusive is probably timed, but I think you mentioned that, Ken. It might be timed.
Yeah. It's definitely probably going to PC.
Sure, yeah, it is.
Okay.
Yeah,
but to me, that game and ReCore almost sold me an Xbox One. Had they had a couple more games, I would have bought it. But
awesome.
They lost some major games, which is what we're going to talk about when, you know, Sony one. But
all right.
Yeah.
So overall, what's your
impressed? You know, I would give him a, you know, 8 out of 10. Really, really impressed. You know, you can see Microsoft is trying to keep that mantle that they had last, you know, last one over Sony, but they're trying hard. I like that. Backwards compatibility, you know, really, really trying to get new IPs, like the ReCore and all that.
Yeah, I mean, for me, like, I give them props for it. Like I said, like, Sony took the whole PS3 life cycle to learn their lesson and change their tune.
Yeah.
So Microsoft did it in a year.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, how far have we came from Microsoft?
DMR, yeah.
Yeah, DMR, Xbox One all the time.
Kinect is beyond.
Kinect's on, right? You can't share games, right? All of that, right? I mean, they fired the guy. They replaced him with this other guy,
right?
And it's like props to them for reacting as quickly as they
did. And I feel that part of it is because Microsoft is they're a very strict company. I think that they learned that with gamers, you can't, if you want to sell your hardware, you have to let that go, right?
Yeah.
So I think, props to great mistake.
Well, they did. I mean, they took a hard hit last year.
Give him 8 arcs out of 10.
I give them 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
But seriously, they did a good job. I mean, at least they didn't disappoint us.
I wasn't disappointed.
Like,
I was slightly impressed.
Like
more impressed than not.
I was way more impressed. I feel like this might actually keep, because you know how everyone's been talking. You know, Microsoft's going down.
They're
gonna crash and burn. I've heard a lot of people saying that.
All right.
But I mean, I feel like this is gonna pick up the pace for them a little bit more.
Yeah.
So.
Cool.
I like it. I like the C3.
Cool.
Cool. All right. Let's see. We could go on. Let's do Sony.
All right. Do you want to take a break or?
Sure. Let's just stop here and then we'll come back to check us out in part three.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about Sony.
Yeah.
Yeah. Suppose we have one more part, which would be the third parties.
Oh, okay, cool. Sounds good. All right. Yeah, so I'm excited. So check us out for the next episode.
All right. All right. See you guys on the other side.
Cool.
Get lost to see fish.